All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Jason Urick, the co-owner of Renaissance Variety here in Shawville, to talk about the new coat of paint that they've put up on the outside that folks may have noticed. Jason, how's it going?
It's going awesome. Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, no worries. So, could you tell me a little bit about this new exterior design that you guys have been working on here and how it came about?
Sure. Well, it's been a work in progress for the last year and a half. We've been brainstorming just with COVID and everything going on and trying to make a decision and actually physically getting it done. This year is our 20th anniversary of our shop, so we thought we'd, make a splash, so to speak, for what we're doing it. That's what the plan was, rejuvenate, refreshen up the old building. This place has got a lot of history. It's actually the original first building for Shawville. It's like the first house for Shawville. So this place has gone through so many rejuvenations, and this is just the latest phase for it. So.
Oh, really? So how long have you guys had your premises there?
So we've been in Shawville since May 31st, 2002. That was when we had our grand opening down actually at the corner store at the old lights in Shawville. This place we bought in 2006, and then we actually had our re-grand opening here in 2007. So yeah, it's been some time.
And so how long have you been thinking about the specific design that you guys have going on there with the Mario theme?
Yeah, so like I said, that's been a work in progress for the last year and a half. Original concept was just doing a couple pipes on the side, making like a 3D effect or whatever. And we brainstormed and we just said, it'd be cool to have a Mario based level, altered, of course, for originality. But everybody from the 90s or above would know the Super Nintendo style, right, of the mountains in the background. And they're really colorful, which is really, really the important thing. It's eye-popping in that. So, and it's lively, which people need right now with everything going on. So.
No, absolutely. And, yeah. and who's the artist that you guys have to...
So he goes by Gambo Prue. His name is Gabe Prue, actually. He's been a client of mine since he couldn't even see over the counter to look at games. So he's a local lad as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And so how long has he been working on that, both, I guess, the proof of design there and the actual painting of it as well?
You know what? You'd have to ask him specifically for that. We just, we talked about it. COVID kind of set us apart a bit, right? Because, everybody just wasn't socializing. So he'd send a picture here, we'd talk about this, and it was never really solidified until the last couple of months where we really got down to it and said, okay, let's test it out. We had a little Mario on the side of the building by our store door. And from that, we said, okay, let's do a full draft, right? So, like I said, the painting itself has been going on now for the last 2 weeks. He was just in here a few more minutes. He just put our actual address into it now, so.
And do you guys have any plans there for additional characters or
yes.
Another wall that you want to cover?
Yeah, so we're in the process right now of the store side facing my store door, the wall facing K&L Dairy, for example. There's just Mario on there right now, but we're going to be possibly, I don't want to say nothing until it's officially designed, but we're thinking like a DK style theme, possibly. I want a Bullet Bill so bad. I think Bullet Bill would really just say wow up there. And he's just such a cool character, so.
Oh, yeah, really, really bring the whole thing together.
Yeah, and he'll be, just rocketing towards the store door so the ice kind of fall in that direction, right? And Mario's carrying his RV sign for our store towards the door, so, it's marketing, but it's also just, it's a part of history. It's identifiable, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. And, and for our listeners that might not know, could you describe a little bit about what exactly Renaissance Variety is and what you guys offer?
Well, it's a place where you can time travel, literally. Games, of course, is a big part of our industry and our business. We sell everything from, in television games right up to PS5, PS4, Switch, and anything in between, Sony products, Nintendo products. We bring amusement and culture to this area. We sell books, we sell kids' books, we sell history books, music galore. It's basically a hodgepodge of entertainment, whether it's a rainy day outside and you don't know what to do, you can grab a book or a game, or it's a nice sunny day and you want to be at the beach, we probably have something for you. So, and behind everything, of course, is we also recycle. We do tons of recycling in the form of used products. We recycle broken electronics. We build laptops for people and salvage. So, yeah.
All kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. People love it. We've got clients who are barely able to talk, and we've got people right up, into senior ages. We have generations now of, grandpa came in, and now the grandson's coming in kind of thing. So, yeah, it's a great experience, and our clients are worldwide. They physically come in, and yeah.
Jason, I want to thank you for your time here. If there's anything else you wanted to add or let people know, I'll give you the last word here.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Caleb. Local support's always an awesome thing, and we're glad to be part of Chip FM and everything as well. So, it's a great experience, and we'd love to see new faces. If anybody hasn't been here, good time to come in now. So.